This week we have the privilege to read Parshas Vayetze, and in this beautiful and moving parsha, the Torah records a fascinating episode. Yaakov Avinu was on his way, leaving the familial home, having to run away because of the rage of Esav. Esav's perception that Yaakov Avinu has stolen the brachos from him, despite the fact that in the beginning of last week's parsha, Esav clearly sold his bechorah to Yaakov Avinu. But nevertheless, Yaakov Avinu, in mortal danger, is encouraged by his mother and understands on his own as well the need to take flight from the familial home and ultimately journey to Haran. And Torah records that on that first fateful night away from home, Yaakov Avinu goes to sleep thinking that he's just restoring his energy for the journey ahead. And yet the Torah records that he has a most magnificent vision. He sees the Sulam Musav Artso, he sees the ladder that its bottom is perched on the ground but whose top extends all the way into the heavens. Malachei Elokim Olim V'Yordimbo, the celestial angels going up and down on this particular ladder, and none other than the Ribono Shel Olam perched on top of that ladder and conveys to Yaakov Avinu an incredible message of reassurance, an incredible message of chizuk, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov Avinu, don't worry, wherever you go, I will be with you. I'll be with you every step of this journey. I'll be holding your hand. I'll be guiding your way. I'll literally be side by side. And I promise you that despite the fact that the years ahead will not be easy, I promise that ultimately I will return you to the land of your forefathers. You'll come back to Canaan. Yaakov Avinu is so incredibly overjoyed of this incredible message of divine reassurance that he says at the end of this vision, this stone, this is in Perek Chav Ches, chapter 28, verse 22, Pasuk Chav Beis. Yaakov Avinu says, this stone, which represents the stone that he laid his head upon, the stone that he slept on over the course of this night, Asher Samti Matseva, that I have made ultimately again as an altar, Yihyeh Beis Elokim, this stone ultimately will be built to be a house of God. What exactly that means, the Mefarshim go in different directions. But Yaakov Avinu concludes by saying, V'chol Asher Titni, Aser a'asrenu loch. And everything you give to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aser a'asrenu, I will tithe. Literally, whatever you give to me, ultimately I will tithe and I will give back to you. So beautiful idea. We see the concept of tithes earlier on already. We see that Avraham Avinu, after going ahead and battling in the war of the four kings against the five, he's able to vanquish his enemies and ultimately returns the stolen goods ultimately to Melech Stone. And again, there are tithes taken there. The idea that when a person has something, we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, we're often familiar with this concept as it applies to our money. But the Slalom Rebbe, interesting enough, the Nesiv HaShalom, makes an amazing observation. The Nesiv HaShalom says, Lo ne'emar, V'chol mamon asher titin li, ol kol revach, elo kol asher titin li mamish. So the Rebbe, the Slalom Rebbe, makes an amazing observation. He says, Yaakov Avinu doesn't say, all the money that you give me, I will tithe. Rather, amazingly enough, Yaakov Avinu says, V'chol asher titin li, everything you give me, aser as. Why doesn't he just say all the money you give me, all the material goods that you give me? Why everything you give me? And the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, "Lamdecha to teach us, shechayiv adam lahafrish maaser lo rak mikaspo v'ravachav, elo komashu misanik ba'olamo." To teach us that a person is not only obligated to give maaser, to give tithes from his money or from his profits, but rather a person is obligated to tithe every pleasure he has in this world. What does that mean? Mikol korat shalana, from every granule, from every nugget of pleasure we have in this world. Hareyu mechuyav lahafrish ma'aser la'Hashem. From every pleasure I have in this world, I am obligated to uplift from that pleasure a ma'aser, a tithe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Haynu lekadesh as hana aso, to sanctify our pleasures. Ula'alos mimeno reach nichoach la'Hashem. And to make it into a pleasing aroma before the Ribono Shel Olam. In other words, what the Slalom Rebbe says so beautifully is that Yaakov Avinu was making a much greater statement than just simply saying, I'm going to tithe my money and give you a portion. Yaakov Avinu was saying is, the chol asher titein li, everything Ribono Shel Olam you give me in this world, yes, my money as well as every other physical pleasure, aser asrenu loch, I will tithe it. In other words, I will lift it up towards you. Every single pleasure I have in this world, I will find a way to be mekadish it. I will find a way to sanctify it. I will find a way to lift it up. That was the pledge that Yaakov Avinu was making towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just tithing income, but to tithe life experience. Whatever I enjoy, whatever I do in this world, I will make sure that it has an underpinning of Kiddusha, of holiness. And this, of course, the Rebbe teaches us as an incredible lesson in our life as well. As I've said on many occasions, part of the beauty of our religion is that the Ribbono Shel Olam does not expect us or want us to be ascetics. He does not want us to divorce ourselves from the pleasures or the enjoyments of this world. He made a beautiful world with many beautiful physical things, with many gashmi and material items, and he wants us to enjoy it. The only thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of us is not to allow our materialism to become an end, but rather it must be a means for further spiritual growth and further spiritual development. So the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us, enjoy whatever you want, but make sure that whatever you enjoy, you find a way to bring some spirituality out of it. Make sure that whatever you enjoy, there's an element and there's a dimension of Kiddusha. Make sure whatever you enjoy in this world, somehow, some way, brings you closer to me. This was the pledge of Yaakov Avinu. V'chol asher titein li, Ribono Shel Olam, whatever you give me in this world, be it my money or any other material pleasure, aser aasren olach, I will tithe it, I will uplift it, and I will find the holiness in it. May we be zocha to emirat Hashem, follow in the footsteps of our Zayda, of our great grandfather Yaakov Avinu, and to enjoy the beautiful world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, but to enjoy it in a way in which we're able to expose the holiness in everything, and to enjoy it in a way that brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos, Kol Tov.